Therefore, I would like to introduce for you the one who always with us, the one who before he born, he was resisting and fighting for Palestine when he was a baby in his mom's womb. My brother, my friend, Nasser al-Mashni.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free,
free Palestine! Come on, everybody, free, free Palestine!
Free, free,
free Palestine!
Free,
you're all heroes, my friends, you're all heroes, thank you! You know, we are dealing with a sick, sick world. We are dealing with a sick, sick world. When we talk about Palestine being free and freeing us, we are talking about freeing us from here, from this colony, to Aotearoa, West Papua, Turtle Island, everywhere, to Iran, to Gaza, to the whole, to Western Sahara, to the whole world. When we bring down this system, this shameful system that allows a country, allows a sick country to bomb Lebanon, Syria, Yemen, Iran, Palestine, all in the name of premeditation, in the name of being a normal country, shame. Shame. And when countries fail, humans have to stand up. The brilliant humans that went on that convoy led by Greta Thunberg and so many others, the heroes, these heroes. And Israel called them a selfie boat. After all the selfies they took dressed in women's lingerie, those sick, sick society. Mocking children playing on their toes, that sick, sick society. Gender reveals as they blew up things, that sick, sick ideology. Blowing up schools, that sick, sick country. Blowing up hospitals, claiming that they were military targets, that sick, sick world that allows this sick, sick country to exist. Shame. Shame in the world, the tide is turning. Piers Morgan finally agrees 19 months later with Mahdi. He said, Mahdi, I haven't agreed with you with a genocide, but now I think it's a genocide. Shame. As they're trying to clean their legacies, then they're trying to clean their histories to make themselves on the right place, put themselves on the right side of history. We won't let them forget where they were. Shame. We're not going to let Elba forget where he was. Shame. We're not going to let Penny forget where she was. Shame. Peter Khalil and all those people in the power that remain, they allow the Israeli ambassador to remain here. Shame. And when the numbers come out, the hundreds of thousands of Palestinians come out and they cry crocodile tears. We will not accept your apology. Shame. We've told you, the world has told you what's going on. The world has told you of the barbarism and you've allowed it to happen on your watch. Shame. We are sick of it. Enough. Don't stop. Don't stop. We have to keep going. And there are movements every day. Success is everywhere. There was a surf contest in Basque country in Spain. They couldn't get rid of the Israelis, so they cancelled the surf contest. There has to be no place for Israel in polite society. Not at the Olympics, not at Eurovision, not anywhere. This fascist, racist state must cease to exist the way it exists. Shame. Racism and hate, however it manifests itself, must end. However it manifests itself, as Zionism and white supremacy, as the patriarchy, as homophobia, as anti-Palestinian racism, as anti-Semitism, whatever it is, it must end. Shame. We're going to release our anti-Palestinian racism in schools register very soon, but I'm going to tell you one of the stories that made me sick. Made me sick. A young Palestinian child, a violinist, had to do his music exam. The teacher gave him as a piece of music to perform for his final test, the Israeli national anthem. Now imagine how the world would have stopped if a Muslim teacher, an Arab teacher, a white teacher, any teacher had given a Jewish child the Palestinian national anthem as their final exam. when this child refused to play the Israeli national anthem, he was failed. Anti-Palestinian racism is real, and in the world, when it ceases to exist, we will all be free, my brothers and sisters, we'll all be free, and you can't stop. Now, you have friends. Each of you have friends. If you are in the medical space, then you need to be reaching out beyond your comfort zones. The people that are here are already with us. You need to reach out into places that are uncomfortable, in your lunchrooms, in your lining up to get a coffee, wherever it is, speak up about Palestine. Wear your keffiyeh, wear your earrings, wear your pins. Keep speaking Palestine in places that are uncomfortable. Uncomfortable. If you're in the health space, talk about the complete lack of hospitalization left. Talk about, if you're in the disability space, talk about the largest cohort of child amputees in history. If you're in the women's space or health baby space, talk about the only IVF clinic in Gaza being destroyed and 4,000 embryos gone. People who'd waited their entire lives to have babies lost. If you're in the climate space, talk about the fact in the first 15 months of this genocide, the carbon footprint was equal to 100 countries. Don't stop talking Palestine. Don't stop talking Palestine. Our grandchildren, our children will look back and say, what did you do, Mum, Dad? You'll be able to say you're on the right side of history. Make sure you're on the right side of history. Push your unions, your workplaces to come out and make Palestine palatable. Keep showing up, everyone. Keep showing up. We cannot stop. This is the bare minimum coming out on a Sunday. The bare minimum. The bare minimum every Sunday until we're free. Don't stop. Our collective humanity demands it of us. It demands of us. Today, Palestine. Tomorrow, Congo, Sudan, Western Darfur. We have to keep going, my brothers and sisters. We're going to start marching, but tomorrow in front of the French embassy, we need you to get out. Scumbag France, you know, scumbag France. Shame on Macron, absolutely. That's why his wife belted him. Monday, 5:30 on Monday. Make sure you get one of these. Queens Road, 5:30 on Monday. On Thursday, in front of the Egyptian consulate. Shame on Sisi. Shame. Shame, you scumbag. Shame. On Thursday at 12 o'clock, get along there. We're about to start marching. The Zionists are at Parliament House. Yeah? They've mustered all of their forces. There's about 11 of them. And we should laugh. That's the actual reaction we should have for Zionists. Yeah, laugh at them. Please don't get sucked in. Please don't bite. They are there to get the reaction. They are there to find, to create the space where you react and you get criminalized. Ignore them. Ignore them. Ignore Zionists. They want to be relevant. They are irrelevant. They are irrelevant. They don't matter. Palestine matters. From the river to the sea. From the river to the sea. Let's go, everybody. One, two, three. No, 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 no. One, two, three. Let's go, everybody.